وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillah, we come to you live from our studio on this beautiful morning of Jumu'ah, the 1st of November 2024, corresponding with the 28th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. Alhamdulillah wahdahu, as-salatu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda, alladhina hum mafatihu ar-rahmati wa masabihu al-ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الجنة الصلاة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this blessed morning of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen and may Allah Ta'ala take this radio station Markaz Sahaba to great heights in promoting and educating the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan for all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this Friday, this Jumu'ah, this honorable blessed day, the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, tomorrow evening, that is Saturday evening after Maghrib, after sunset, we should be scanning the sky for the new moon and crescent, and inshallah it will be sighted. Then inshallah, with the will and decree of Almighty Allah, it will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula, that is the first of Jumad al-Ula. Then exactly 4 months left for the month of Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verses number 43, 44, and 45. Almighty Allah poses a question to the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, and what does Almighty Allah say? Amit takhadhu min dunillah? What they have taken besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Shufa'a, interceders in people and other creation to intercede for them. So is this what they did? They don't ask Almighty Allah alone. They ascribe partners, associates to Him, to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And now they want others to intercede. It will not happen. Qul. So you ask them, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا. What? Even though that who they are worshipping does not possess anything, they worship the idols, they worship their stones and what have you. So how can that be helping them? La nafia illa hu, wa la dara illa hu. None can cause benefit except Him, Almighty Allah. None can cause, remember, harm except Him, Almighty Allah. How can people now in this day and this age, the 21st century, worship idols? Even the birds come and urinate and defecate upon them. They can't help themselves. So how are they going to help you? وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And they got no understanding, no intelligence, no intellect. So but this human being now, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The Satan, Lucifer, comes and then adorns and beautifies and embellishes these actions for them. And then they go astray. ضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. They themselves astray, and they lead others also astray. Qul, you ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, address them and say, Qul lillahi shafa'atu jami'a. Say, all the shafa'a, intercession, belongs solely, only, exclusively, all of it jami'a, only to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, in AK 255, chapter 2, and Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255. Almighty Allah poses the rhetorical question, Man zalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'izni. Who will intercede by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala on the day of justice and so forth? Nobody can intercede illa bi'izni, except with the consent and permission of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. On that day, Shafa'atul Kubra will take place. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for the ummah of mine, those who have iman, Islam, but they perpetrated, committed major sins in the process. I will intercede for them. Open Muslim Sharif, open Mishkat Mustad Ahmed, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go into sajda and prostration, and then praise Almighty Allah like Allah was not praised before. Allah will say, Ishfa tu shaffa sal tu'ta. You intercede, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your intercession will be accepted. Ask and Allah will fulfill your desire, your wish. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Soon Almighty Allah will grant you so much. People are in Jahannam or destined to go to the hellfire. They'll be taken out and then sent to Jannah and paradise with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Read now with me, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahumma arzuqna. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة يوم القيامة. Oh beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of justice, on the day of reckoning. So that dua we should do every day, and more so today on a Friday. Abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations. Ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to grant the permission that Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intercede for us. We are ordinary mortals, and we are sinners and transgressors. له ملك السماوات والأرض له exclusively فحسر and قصر. It belongs only solely exclusively to him Almighty Allah. ملك السماوات, the dominion, the kingdom and the entire universe belongs solely only to him Almighty Allah. So the kingdom and majesty of the heavens and the earth, everything belongs to him only. Me and you, we are temporary users. King of Saudi Arabia, King of Bahrain, King of Jordan, King of Morocco, all good for nothing, remember? And you see, one day they will die and finish. So which kind of king is that? It shows they just fool themselves. The King of Kings is him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, wa huwa hayyun la yamut. Forever he is ever living, and never will death occur. A death occurs for makhluk and creation, not for the Khaliq. Khaliq, the only creator, he was, he is, he will always be. Chapter 28, verse 88, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah. Everything shall perish, but he will remain, Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Thumma ilayhi turja'un. Then unto him you shall be returned. Everyone, every creation will return to Allah. Malik yawmiddin, absolute day of justice. For every creation, whether it's human beings, whether it is the jinn, whether it's the animals, whether it's insects, for everybody there will be the day of reckoning and so forth. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ. And when the honorable name of Almighty Allah is mentioned exclusively, Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La sharika laka Labbaik. So remember that only Almighty Allah's name is taken exclusively. So what happens to those people who are worshipping the idols, those who are guilty of blasphemy, those who are guilty of polytheism, and they have ascribed associated partners to Allah? This is their reaction. وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. They hate it, they find it disgusting. The hearts of those people become such, it starts hating this. Why you take in the name of Almighty Allah only? We love, they say, the mushrikeen and the polytheists, that we love the semi-gods and demigods and deities and so forth. You see Diwali taking place, you see that Halloween taking place. Then next week, remember, on the 5th of November, you will see Guy Fawkes taking place. Then December will come and Christmas takes place. And then New Year will come, and that is now Nivayar. So another kufr and shirk going on. So all this year, they rejoice in that there. So when you speak of Almighty Allah alone, then they find it very difficult. They hate the truth. قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. The hearts of those people who do not believe in the year after. Regarding the year after, they say seeing is believing, believing is seeing, we haven't seen it, so now they reject it. But when death approaches them, then they will want to embrace Iman and Islam like the Pharaoh, but alas, it's too late. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. And when it is mentioned to them, the non-Muslims, the kuffar, those guilty of blasphemy, mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, besides Almighty Allah's name is taken, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ إِذَا مُفَاجَاتِيَا. Suddenly they are rejoicing and expressing their happiness and so forth. So therefore, O Muslim, every day beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 8, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us the guidance. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, grant us from your side the special mercy. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And our special mercies must envelope and encompass us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Verily you are the best best of giver, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 3, verse 8, and Surah 12, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, that you let us pass away with Iman and Islam, and wa alhiqni bis salihin, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Oh, esteemed listener, Radio Al Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Last night I sat for about 2 hours answering all the questions. One question came: Mufti, my friend is 15 years old, but she, Muslim girl, 15 years old, fell in love with one of the singers, and she's infatuated. Whatever that singer does and says, she, the so-called Muslim lady, wants to imitate. So she started taking alcohol, then she started smoking, before that smoking, then alcohol, then imitating, and then Allah forbid, at the age of 15, Allah forbid, she said, I denounce Islam and I don't want anything to do with Islam. See what is happening to our youth. How they just fly out of the fold of Islam. We tried to give advice to the friend, told him or her what they must do, and so forth and so on. But it's coming a common occurrence now in our Muslim society that our youth, because they're so impressed with the West, and they think the West is the best and white is right, so then they just leave Islam. They fall in love with the imaginary person, AI, and they fall in love with some actor, actress, some sports star, and that becomes their role model, Allah forbid. Therefore, impress upon your children the value of Iman and Islam. As a family, there today, between Asr and Maghrib, or any time, let us sit together, make dua together, read Durood Sharif, Salawat, abundantly upon the Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is what's going to happen. We already seeing it. The Master alayhi salam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Yusbihu Rajul Mu'mina wa Yumsi Kafira. In the morning a person will be a Muslim, in the evening a non-Muslim, or vice versa. And يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. They will sell their deen of Islam, the religion of Islam, for some material benefit and material gain. So therefore, we're living in difficult times. May Almighty Allah protect, preserve our Iman, make our khatima ending بالخير on Iman and Islam. Allahumma اجْعَلْ خَيْرَ أَيَّامِنَا يَوْمَ نَلْقَاكَ فِي. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, make the day we meet you, you, when death occurs, the best day in our life, that you are happy and pleased with us. We are pleased with you, O beloved Allah. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 392. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, 8 Jutlas and many other civilians were killed in northern Israel and in other parts of Israel as well. Alhamdulillah, our Hamas are giving them a good thrashing, setting up booby traps here and there. And that other side, Hezbollah, the Shias, in this world, they will get their reward. We call them Hizbu Shaitan, better than the Sunni countries who are siding with Israel, and they smashing Israel there by the border, sending their people straight to hell and into the shelters. Hundreds of thousands of them have to run and so forth. Well done. The Haaretz publisher exposes the Jutlas. I sent it out yesterday. You will see that the cover there is written absolutely. He says that the only solution is sanctions on Israel. This is the biggest, largest newspaper, English newspaper in all of Israel. And they are speaking and saying that these Hamas are not terrorists, they are freedom fighters. And there must be a two-state solution. And what is Israel is doing, this is totally unacceptable. This is from the horse's mouth. What an indictment on Israel, their IDF, the Israeli diaper force, and the Israeli politicians, and the state, and BB, Netanyahu, the Harami, and so forth. Ishaq Brick. So you must remember what he says, Hamas is in control of Gaza. Don't get fooled by the Western media and the Zionist media. They still control the tunnels. They still control 90%, 80% of Gaza. And we can never win this war against Hamas. And you can see that now they're coming to 13 months almost now. Today is the 28th of Rabiul Akhir, corresponding to the 1st of November, and then 6 days' time or so will be 7th November, 13 months. So, and yet they can't win with America, Britain, and Europe, NATO, India, all helping them, and a shame in all of them, the haramis. Oh Muslim, oh Muslimah, I sent all this out. I sent it out on Twitter, on X, and on Telegram, and on all the groups. You Muslim, don't kill time and waste time. Read all this that I sent out. The author is Bob, B-O-B, Woodward. So W-O-O-D, W-A-R-D. So it's like a cover, red cover. And the title is War, W-A-R. In there, he exposes all the Arab leaders. Saudi Arabia, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, his foreign minister. And then UAE, MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq. He exposes the Pharaoh. And they all said, finish up Hamas. We don't want Hamas. And we are frightened they'll come for us and so forth. And then we can speak about Gaza and Saudi Arabia, MBS. Said, I have to normalize ties with Israel that so that the vision 2030 can be implemented and so forth. This is from the horse's mouth. He's got all the references there. Muslim, wake up. You must know who your enemies are. Bill Clinton, the harami, who couldn't look after his own rifle, busy with Monica right inside the White House, he says that Israel is forced to kill the Palestinian civilians. You harami, you war criminal Bill Clinton, and your wife Hillary, both of you the most humiliated president in the history of America. What a shame and legacy you are. And you want to come tell us it is acceptable to kill the civilians. Why? Because they are Muslims? Because they are Arabs? Because they are Palestinians? You harami, we're going to name you, shame you, and nail you. What you were doing with Monica there in the White House, you're a shame and disgrace, Bill, and your wife also. She couldn't even beat Trump, and Trump humiliated and disgraced her and told her crooked Hillary. Both of you haramis and both of you crooked, go to hell for our part, remember that. Iraqis fire on Israel. You see, it's Iran. Iran, a very sharp nation, remember that, I've been there. Besides Israel, they have the best army in the whole Middle East. So now they're going to prepare something else. What is that? According to media reports, Iran and Iraq both are Shia, right? So both are kuffar. So most probably, this is, we can't say 100%, there will be another attack on Israel before the elections in America. So the Iranian airports are also preparing themselves, and on the other side, Iraqis are also preparing. So maybe the attack will come on Israel from Iraq and so forth. Look at Starmer. He, Sunak, all haramis of the UK, Prime Minister, he declines to say there is a genocide taking place there in Gaza. 200,000 plus people are murdered and martyred by Israel, by America, 70% material support, arms, ammunition coming from America, then from Germany, and then from all these other Western countries, and Britain, France, and what have you, and from India also. So what do you see? He says, no, we can't call this a genocide. That is what they will do. But if in Afghanistan the Taliban had to send 5, 10, 20 Americans straight to hell, 10, 20 British to hell, then they will say that this is terrorism, and the Afghanis and Taliban Taliban are doing this. Yeah, hundreds of thousands are injured, hundreds of thousands are martyred and murdered, and yet you can't call it a genocide. Shame on you, whiteys. Shame on you, Western rulers and leaders. You showed your hypocrisy. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا يَحْيَ سِنْوَارِ. I will send it out today. We have the Arabic, we have the Urdu, we're just getting it translated in English. Yahya Sinwar said in one of his last lectures, all this we did bi-ithnillah, with the command of Almighty Allah, is to expose the kuffar and the westerners, and to expose the Arab leaders and the so-called Muslim leaders. On which side are you? Are you with the tayyib? Are you with the pure? Or are you with the khabis and the impure? And they all showed their true colors. If a person today, Jumma time, does not speak about Gaza, he doesn't make dua for Gaza, remember, we have shirk on people's iman like this. Are you so afraid? For who are you afraid? Start the qunut and nazila fajr time and make special dua. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al mal'unin al ghasibin wa man walahum. Ya Allah, you decimate the jutlas and the haramis and all those who are their friends and helping them in this genocide. Maaf, sorry about that. US sanctioned some Indian companies. Why? They say that they are too close to Russia. You can be close to whoever you want to. You can be close to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. You can be close to anybody else. And if we do so, then remember, then we sanctions go to hell. That is what India is telling them. You go to hell. You don't come and tell us what to do. Palestinians went to their farms to pick the olives, and what happened? The Haaretz newspaper writes they were executed by the settlers and murdered by them. That is your Israel, your model, your democracy, only democracy in the Middle East. That is the people, remember, who you call peaceful people. Our stance is very clear. Every settler is a legitimate target. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. More than 150 people are dead there in Spain. Look at the images coming. See the bodies lying around. See the cars packed upon one and up, one upon the other. Allah Jalla Wala Ki Lati Be Awaze. When the punishment from Almighty Allah comes, it doesn't make a noise. Then people wake up and see what happened. So that is what happened. So you know, last week, that Iran, that they executed one person there, Mr. Jamshed or something, and he was a dual citizenship he had of Iran and Germany. So Germany says there must be some response. So they're shutting down the Iranian consulates in various places. So that is what Germany is doing. Trump tells BB, before inauguration, you know I'm going to win. You know how Trump trumpets himself. He's a narcissist, an egoist, and he's a real idiot and moron. The Kamala and Biden and Bill Clinton, a whole lot morons, remember that. So Trump tells BB, this war has to end before my inauguration, remember, in January 2025. So then we can't carry on with this. So that is what Trump told BB. They're all haramis, if you ask me. Cartoon in the Haaretz newspaper. So there's a big wall, it's got fence, and walking, crawling there at the bottom is who? Is Bibi Netanyahu and Smotrich, both terrorists and haramis, and they got a bag in their hand, stealing all the cash. Okay, it is checkmate, game up. So let us steal now and run. So that is your Haaretz newspaper. Well done for exposing your harami politicians and so forth and so on. Thereafter that we say, that Gideon Levy writes, when Smotrich cries, you know, he was crying, oh, all the settlers, the soldiers are dying, I'm crying. He says that we have to laugh at all these antics of these characters here. They go and steal the land of the Palestinians, they go and murder the Palestinians, and then when their people get killed, they want to cry. We cannot do anything else but laugh at these people's hypocrisy and so forth. 60 million people already voted for the United States elections, you know, special vote and so forth and so on. The court in America said that Musk can continue giving $1 million a day. Can you imagine that? Even the court agrees, one court, it said, no, it must go to the federal court, to the higher court. But in the interim, it can continue that bribery for votes, $1 million a day and so forth. The whole system, remember, stinks from top to bottom. And then we got some South African stories. So listen to this here. I spoke last night to the editor of this newspaper in Laudium, but I'll take his name, Brother Ziad Suleiman, and Laudium Today. A very, very sad, tragic story for us as Muslims. I birthday Pretoria me, Laudium me, Jagivano, Huteki Unda Danda Tinta. So all of you in Pretoria, I spoke in my mother tongue, Mehman, because majority are Mehmans there and in my connections also. But the message is for all. In the Muslim cemetery, Laudium Muslim Cemetery, so 18 graves were disturbed, they say, meaning there was something going on. So they dug up one, they found black chicken there inside. And another one, they found one couple, a married couple, so their photo was there inside. Another one, they also found some funny things there and so forth there inside. So somebody, we can't say who it is doing jadu, is doing some magic and doing some sorcery and all this witchcraft, and then they going and burying it there, maybe to destroy somebody's marriage, maybe to cause people harm and so forth. I received the article from somebody else. Then I said, you know, let me just verify it. So I know Ziad well. So I asked him, Ziad, just tell me again what's your position. He said, I'm the editor. So I asked him when all this happened. He said, yesterday morning, Thursday morning. So my advice to you, all my bars and all of them there, you know how you guys got security. Remember, there in your shops and your houses, you might think of this, maybe you need security for your graveyard also. We don't know, we're going in crazy times, you know, that even the graveyard, we know how many boards and all that they steal. South Africa top to bottom has become a crooked nation, you must remember that. Then some Molvi get all the people that on Friday, if they want to go fishing, then they must write this Huwal Awwalu Wal Akhiru Wal Zahiru Wal Batin, and they'll catch more fish and what have you. All this, remember, we reject it. This is a mockery of the Quran Sharif and so forth. So he writes there that I don't know who it is. They say some Maulana told them. And this is, you must remember that to catch fish, you must write this ayat and all these kind of things there. So first of all, the way our guys go fishing, is it permissible in the first place? Half of them missing salat and that. We reject that, not permissible that. F1, for Formula One is coming to South Africa in 2027. It is alleged that the Minister of Sports got a big commission and a cut in all that. You know how South Africa things work. And why is South Africa hiring foreigners instead of South Africans? Millions of them don't have job. Mashatile, the deputy president, explains. So all corrupted top to bottom. An electrical testing device worth 800,000 rand stolen in Alexandria near Marlborough and all this. That is South Africa, remember that. Programs for today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mufti Muhammad Aku with Mona Zahid Khan. And then 10 to 10:30, nikah announcements. So inshallah, you all should send in your nikah announcements. Send it to 084-786-3132. Inshallah, the WhatsApp. And then inshallah, at 11:05, that is South African time, we will link up with Makkah. The Imam, the oldest Imam there, Sheikh Salih Al-Humaid, he will be the one to render the khutbah and salat. And then we'll translate inshallah and make dua and so forth. And there after I will be there in Alberton, inshallah. My brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland will pick me up, inshallah Aziz. And then there the lecture will start just before 12:30 today, inshallah. It will not be live on the radio. And inshallah, this evening between 8 and 9, listen to Legal Eagle, one of the most senior legal eagles. And that is our brother Hafiz, advocate Feroz Bouda, senior counsel. And he's discussing with Moana Musa Lahir about the man-made law and about the Sharia. So very interesting. It's a new edition, part 2 and so forth. It's not a repeat. So yes, Moana Salim, let us fire up with the questions. We have 15, 16 minutes left, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it allowed to work as an accountant in an accounting company?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To work there will be permissible with certain conditions. If they are involved in riba and interest and so forth, then remember is haram, Surah 2, verses 275 to 279. If they are involved in investing in haram portfolios, casinos, pornography, commercial banks, and all these type of things that are haram, so then to work there also, your income will become tainted, polluted. Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا Alal Ithmi wal Udwan, and do not cooperate in sin and in transgression.
Mufti Sahab, an alim who performs the khutbah for Jummah must perform the salah also. Or can someone else perform the salah?
It is better that the imam who delivered the Arabic khutbah, he performs the salah. But if somebody else does it, totally permissible, there's no problem. Most of the time that happens to me, where they insist they want, I must give the khutbah, then I tell the imam, you just make the imamat and so forth. Sometimes I make the imamat, but I prefer to give it to the imam. They are qarisabs and they read nice, so we don't have that voice and we're not qarisab. So, but it is permissible, but better that the imam, the khatib, delivers the khutbah and the same person performs the salat as well on Jummah.
Mufti Sahab, can you please clarify, is it permissible for a woman to recite Quran with the forearms uncovered? And number two, is it permissible to recite short surahs without covering the head, for example, teaching a child before bedtime?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Alladhina Ataynahumul Kitaba Yatloonahu Haqqa Tilawati. So we should be reading the Quran Sharif and fulfilling the hukuk. So fulfilling the rights of the Quran Sharif. So we read the words correctly and so forth, pronounce all the words with the basic rules of tajweed and so forth. Then in chapter 22, verse 32, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us, يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows reverence and respect to the landmarks and symbols of Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif definitely is a symbol of Almighty Allah, is Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. When you show respect and reverence, that's a sign that the person has taqwa, piety and so forth in their heart. Now the lady is reading Quran Sharif, short sleeves, sleeveless and so forth. If she's alone in the house or she's with her husband, her sons, daughters, so the fatwa will be permissible but not desirable. Remember, desirable will be that she should cover it and so forth and show respect and reverence. Likewise, now you're making your children sleep and so forth and you don't have your scarf on and so. So is it permissible if there's no strangers there in the house? It's permissible but not desirable. I told you, when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, his mother, embraced Islam, she was so excited and, you know, elated that in the rush she even forgot to wear her scarf. Go open Muslim Sharif. So in Islam, even our wives and so forth, that is better, in not compulsory or so, but it is desirable, even in the house, that they wear the scarf and so forth to display and show their haya, shame and modesty, which is an integral part of our iman and faith and conviction.
Mufti Sahab, what dua can we read when we are purchasing a new car?
Read, now maybe there's a two-part question. Maybe you got the choice of two. You want to buy a Mercedes or BMW? You want to buy a Nissan or a Toyota? So read Allahumma khirli, khirli khara, khire. Allahumma khirli, wakhtarli. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Oh Allah, Jalla wala, you select the best for me and you choose for me. So then whatever Allah puts in your heart, that is your decision. You don't have to go and sleep and dream and all that. There's nothing like that in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah. That is all man-made, people just made suggestions and gave some recommendations, but that's not the sunnah. Sunnah is you read this dua, Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li. So that's one. If you made up your mind you're going to buy ABC XYZ car, then read Surah Baqarah. Inshallah it will protect you min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of harm, and give you long mileage inshallah. Man qara'a Surah Al-Baqarah wa iqra' Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, fa inna akhdaha baraka. By reading Surah Baqarah chapter 2, 286 verses, then there'll be barakah, blessing in your life, and everything connected to you inshallah. Wa tarkaha hasra, you don't read it, then you'll have remorse and regret and afsos. In our language, our vernacular, we say afsos, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu. And then wala yastati'uha al-batala, and the evil forces will not be able to overcome it, and so forth. So read it, and inshallah Allah will protect you and protect your vehicle as well, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what is the ruling on watching firework displays, Saab?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, do not cooperate and assist in sin and transgression. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ, whoever imitates a people, nation, is part and parcel of them. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Musnad Abi Awana, man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum, you go just to check the lights, just to check the fireworks, just to see the display, but deep down you know it's haram, then you become part and parcel of them. I gave you Quranic verse, I gave you ahadith of Mubarakah, fatwa of Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu ardah, mentioned in Bayhaqi, ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi eedihim, stay far away from the enemies of Almighty Allah in their festivals and celebration. Absolutely haram to watch the fire display and all that for Diwali and for Halloween and for Guy Fawkes and for Christmas, New Year, all that haram. And you see the Arab countries are leading the world in this now. That come and see what an exhibition we'll put up, because they are haramis and they are the olad of shaitan. Quran has said so, chapter 17 verse 27, innal mubazzirin kanu ikhwana shayatin, chapter 17 verse 27, verily those who squander their wealth, they are the brothers sisters of Satan, shaitan and Lucifer. Allah protect us. Haram.
Mufti Saab, my sister is getting married in a church and she's a non-Muslim. Can I go to the church and support her?
Totally haram. You are Muslim, my sister. Maybe you embrace Islam and that other sister is still a non-Muslim. So now you say, let me go there. And now look at A to Z. All the haram taking place there. They will have their music. They will have intermingling. They will have nudity. The food also haram. So what you going to support her? You want to support her? Daily now make dua. Ya Allah, you gave me Iman and Islam. Bless my sister, bless my family with Iman and Islam. Give her a gift and all that today. The wedding is tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. And do that and it's finished. But for you to participate there, and then when they are praying and they're going to stand up and you start praying with them, then you will be right out of the fold of Islam. Sister, it's haram for you to participate in that marriage and in all that activities that goes on.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know that when Zamzam water is running low, do you top it up with normal water, and does it still hold the same value as it was in its natural form.
When you go to Makkah Mukarramah, even Medina Munawwara, the Haramain Sharifain, Allah protected, and Majidul Aqsa min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm. So you know they got those big, big drums. So now they made the small drum, the mini drum. I see one of the people went for Umrah, so he brought the gift for me. So we leave it there. You see, people get fascinated when they see it. So I asked my wife, inside there's all Zamzam. I said, yeah. I say, when it goes down, then what are you going to do? She said, no, we just top it up. So if you top it up with normal water, it's permissible. But remember, you can't sell it like that, because then it's not Zamzam Khalis, it's not pure Zamzam, it's all mixed up and so forth. But for your own personal use in your house and all that, yes, it is permissible. You take normal water and you mix it with Zamzam, and still you will get the impact and the positive effect of Zamzam, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it farz upon children to provide accommodation and food for the parents when they are adults and parents are aged?
100% is compulsory. If you consider your parents a burden, then remember, you need a good threshing. And you take your parents and dump them there in the old age. One day, if I become prime minister, president, which will never happen, one of the first laws I will implement is this, and especially for the Muslims, that you went and dump your old age parents and your parents who are old in the old age home. Are you ashamed? Are you going to your disgrace or what? So you should consider it as an honor for you to serve your parents when they're old. Imma yablughanna ahaduma, that Almighty Allah says, al-kibara ahaduma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahuma uff. When they're in their old age, don't even tell them one word that will hurt their feelings, and they don't shout and scream at them. You must take the du'as and the du'a of a parent, inshallah, always accepted. Learn the value of the du'a. And so it's compulsory upon you to do so without considering it a burden. Last question, Mona.
Mufti Sahab, if a man is single and had sexual contact with a woman who is married, about guilty of adultery or just the woman?
Remember, the lady is married, so she committed adultery. For her is the death penalty. You are not married, you are single, for you are guilty for fornication. Quran says, Surah 24 verse 2, we must lash you in public 100 lashes. Fajlidu kulla wahidin min umami atajalla. So both of you are guilty of a major, major crime. And remember, this is another problem in our society. Zina, fornication, adultery, and extramarital affairs has become so rife and rampant. You know why? We brought the TV, the pornography, all that right in our house. And salat and parda, hijab, we have discarded it. We don't worry of these things. We are modern Muslims, Allah forbid. May Almighty Allah protect us min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all haram things. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.